Hello, welcome to the 5280 podcast. Strap on and have a good time.
From the Mobile 5280 Studios, Weekend Geek Updates, special report. From the floor of Rocky Mountain Con, Smurf here with, I don't know if you're a real person. I have a strange sneaking suspicion you might be a decoy of some type.
No one really knows.
No one really knows. I have an LMD. I have Lady Hydra. I have the beautiful Mallory Jensen sitting next to me. What was it like working on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun.
I don't think they work. I mean, I met Greg, and I've met
Brett.
Yes.
Yeah.
And oh my God, they all they do is just joke around and like talk about everything.
We're just jokesters. I mean, it's the best cast imaginable. Like, I had so much fun working with them. Even though the scenes are quite serious at times, when we're off camera, it's all fun and games.
Well, and I don't know, it took me a minute, because when I'm watching you on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and I'm just like, God, where, and all of a sudden it hit me when you did something, I don't know what it was, but I'm like, oh, it's the queen! Because you were in Gallivant in the first season, right?
And no one can quite put the two together, because they're so different, both of the shows.
They are. And I was going to ask you, do you prefer to sing more than anything? Or I mean, you're more comfortable doing comedy?
Comedy definitely is my comfort zone, just because I've done it for so long. So Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was a different kind of turn for me. But I absolutely love drama and comedy. And, you know, I loved, like, trying all the new action, you know, parts of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
And learning to throw a few punches. And
well, I saw you earlier, and I don't know, a sword somehow made it its way into your hand. Are you classically trained in Bushido arts? Because, I mean, you twirled that thing.
I was trying a few tricks out there. I don't know who I was impressing. Not many people.
I was impressed. I'm like, damn, don't mess with her. She will work you.
I learned one trick with a sword when I was on Gallivant. I had a sword fight, and yeah, we had a great stunt guy who taught me a few tricks, so
wow.
I will take those with me.
So what was it like being, I mean, the journey that Ada goes through from basically child to a full-grown human?
Yeah.
I mean, where did you go for the mindset? Because that is just, which Ada are you today?
Oh, I know. But the good thing was, it was an evolution of the character. And originally when I signed up for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I thought I was just playing the robot, you know.
Right.
It was just going to be a couple
so
of
you
episodes.
Had no idea
had
what
no
was
idea
coming.
What they had planned. So it was really exciting when I started to get more and more scripts through that sort of delved more into the character, the real life version of Ada, and then going into the framework and Madame Hydra, and then actually being born as a human into the real world. That was probably the most fun I had as an actor, to be able to portray those emotions for the first time, and you know, everything sort of amplified.
Because it was so, I mean, you almost want to cry when you're just all like, you experience sadness for the first time.
I know, especially when, you know, heartbreak was the worst.
Oh my God.
I think heartbreak for anyone is, you know, the worst kind of feeling, but you know, for someone who's a new human, and
a woman scorned.
A woman scorned.
Went
for it. Yes, and with those powers she had, that's not a good combination. So.
So when you were growing up, did you do a lot of comics? Were you? I mean, have you ever heard of Marvel Across the Pond? Or?
Of course we've. I mean, we're not that backward.
Sure, because I'm just like, some people like, I have no idea who
we do have
are.
Cars and computers and TVs. yeah, I did. I grew up with, well, you know, probably my early teens, I started watching the Marvel movies and really got into it. I never really read the comics until recently. I've become a little obsessed with the whole Marvel world, so
well,
especially since Madame Hydra.
Exactly.
You know, and it's so cool having Jim Steranko here, who drew the original Madame Hydra.
Yes.
So I was a little starstruck when I met him, and I think he was pretty excited to meet me, too.
You get starstruck? Really?
Yes, wow. Of course.
He is the Sinatra of the comic book world.
He really
is.
He's
such
love him. He's so smooth, and I love his style and his hair.
The hair, oh my God. Kids in their teens don't have hair that good.
I know. It's perfect.
Perfect. So did he, like, specialize something for you for Madam Hydra?
No, I really should go over there and be like, hey, Jim, it's me, yeah. Madam. Let's... what can you do for me?
So, I mean, if you can't answer the question, that's fine. But will we see Ada or Madam Hydra again? Are you in a closet somewhere waiting to be activated?
You never know. I mean, everyone keeps saying, the producers, like, when they told me that my character was being killed off, I knew that it was going to happen. The baddie can't last forever.
No.
Not in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Not in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. But, you know, Brett's come back a few times. So,
yes.
And they keep telling me that I'm Marvel dead, which means I'm not really
dead.
So you never know. I mean, I don't know. I'd be up for it. She's a computer program at the end of the day, so
ones
something's out there. You never know.
Now, if there's another character in the Marvel Universe that you could play, who would it be? I mean, who would you really want to sink your teeth into?
I reckon the She-Hulk would be pretty cool.
Oh, yes.
I don't know. Like, people find that funny when I say it, but I would totally...
No, she's so underused.
Yeah. I would wear, like, a muscle suit every single day. And, yeah, I just love, like, you know, a strong woman. So I think, you know, She-Hulk could be the next big Marvel movie.
The next Gallivant, if you will.
Yeah.
My last question, because I know you're busy and I'll let you get going. During the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Gallivant, which one left you with the biggest positive experience? The best, you know, you walk away with and you always think of that memory. Like, this was my best moment.
I think they're both very different. You know, I have positive memories from both shows. I think with Gallivant, it was such a fun, refreshing, new, original show.
When they first put that on, it was hilarious.
I know.
Oh my God, they're really going to do this?
I know, and just the musical aspect. And we kind of all knew that it was something really special, and we were so excited to be a part of it. And that will forever be, you know, in our hearts, that show. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I'm just so glad I got to jump in for a minute, you know, like, and be a part of the cool club.
Nope.
Yeah. And, you know, I met some really great, like, the cast is amazing, and the crew, and yeah, I've taken away so many great memories from that.
Well, Mallory, we hope to see you return one way or the other. What's
Thank
coming
you.
Up for you? What do you have next on the
There's
books?
A few things on the horizon.
Yeah.
I can't say too much right now,
no.
But you'll be hearing soon.
Excellent. If the people at home want to follow you or stay engaged, what do they need to do? Follow you Twitter or Facebook?
Oh, yeah, I'm on the Twitter. I'm on the Instagram.
The Twitter.
I'm on the, yeah. So look me up, Mallory Jansen, and I'm on there. So follow away.
Excellent. Mallory, thank you for sitting in
thank
with
you.
Us. And in the end, we're all stories. So
Great.
Make it a good one.